This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Tech for Less, get 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes, with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey, fam, this is MMA Nuts, episode 365!
365!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffiths, MMA Show. By my fans, for our fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Are we recording? Is that camera on?
Everything's on.
I don't know what's going on.
Triple check. Everything's
on. We're on the wrong night.
It's late.
Fucking Saturday night. 12:35, about negative 25 degrees.
It's ridiculous outside.
Balmy negative 25.
If you're in the Midwest, stay indoors.
That's right.
Don't go outside. So cold.
It's not bad. I was out there cooking wings. I'm fucking
in his like Speedos.
He's making it happen, man.
Having a beer, smoking a cigar.
I mean, Habib Nurmagomedov.
Get your hat
on.
Yeah, it's a good.
Keeping it warm.
Yes, yes, yes. So shall we talk about UFC 219 that just happened?
So fucking epic. Could there be a better card of the year?
Can we just go right to the normal? Can I just Magny Carlos Condit? Thoughts?
Hated it. No. I'll just say that not the best fight because Carlos Condit looked off. Mm-hmm. He looked a step slow out there. And I to me, looks like he's contemplating whether he wants to fight again. While he's actually fighting. I think it's that Miesha Tate where she's in that last fight going, I'm done fighting. I think this may have been the fight, too, where we joke about his wife in the past, that she's wearing the pants in that family, but maybe she's the one saying, hey, you get your fucking ass out there.
Make that money.
And you make that money.
Yeah.
Mama needs a new fucking fur coat.
That's right. Right? Maybe.
Get out there and make it happen.
That's
you
right.
Pussy. What? You can't say that about a UFC fighter. Am I wrong?
I'm not sure. I have no comment. I reserve my commentary
okay,
for that
fair
one.
Enough.
All right, so
we had that.
That was boring.
And then we had the Carla Esparza fight where a corner is talking about rape, right?
Yes.
We say something, hold him down and pound him or
like,
something.
Get out there and pound her.
Like, whoa. I don't think we could say that on television right now.
It's pay-per-view, Matt. You can say anything.
Yeah, okay.
Anything goes.
I'm okay with this, then.
You can even say rapist on the pay-per-view. It's all good.
Well, you said you thought you heard Dominic Cruz.
I swear I heard John Anik say.
Was it Anik or was it Cruz? Anik?
No, I think.
That would be even better. I think he sounds more like the guy that would be that guy.
I think it was Anik. Okay. Said he was holding their. Which fight was it? It was the. I think it was the same fight, holding her down like a rapist or something. I swear I heard that.
That would be a Rogan comment.
It would be.
Maybe he's starting to rub
off. If anyone else heard that, I heard rapist. I don't know. So, anyways.
But fair enough.
The woman fight was not exciting.
No.
And let me just say.
And how did she win that fight?
Carla Esparza did not win that fight. I don't know.
This will go to the main event when we're talking about it, but. Just because you flash out 10 seconds at the end of the third round does not win you the fight. Right.
That would win you the fight.
Maybe. I'd be okay like, with that.
Depending on the fighter, though.
True, because like a lot of them
Miesha
have nothing.
Tate, game over.
Yes. She's wins for the next
Holly
five
Holm,
fights.
Game over. Oh, man. No, not Chris Cyborg.
Come to the dark side.
Oh, no,
on.
I can't do
come
it.
Come on over.
Sorry. It's all you.
So, yeah, she lost all three rounds in my book.
I agree. I concur.
Okay, fair enough. We get off that fight.
Thank you.
Next fight, another boring fight.
Dan Hooker and Mark Diakisi. Yeah, Hooker like didn't do much the first round. He kind of just hung out.
Yeah, what was the strategy? Let's do a little Dancing with the Stars. I've been watching it. Seems popular.
How's it going? Working on my footwork right now.
Well,
it keeps throwing punches. It's all good. I'll keep moving all the way. And then somehow in the third round, you know. Somebody went for a takedown and didn't do it properly and left the neck hanging out there.
Look what I found.
Yep, guillotine. Nice and tight. He jumped on that quick.
Thank God. I didn't want to see another fight. I'm begging for a finish. That fight was so boring, I forgot it went to a finish. I thought that was a decision.
No,
we got to the finish. Fucking...
You saved us about 4 minutes.
Yeah, and then you get to Nurmagomedov and Barboza. That one was, to me, a little more exciting, but still boring because we're still just taking down and grinding out and raining downhill.
I enjoyed it. I like Khabib's style. I think it's unique. He holds people down very uniquely.
It's like Fitch 2.0.
Yeah, and he's active on the top, and he's just very accurate with those punches, and he generates a lot of power.
He's smothering the kicking game, right? We're keeping it in boxing, clinch, and takedown.
Mm-hmm. Credit to Barboza, though. He was able to land some still, you know, even being concussed.
You know? Credit to Barboza by losing on the judges' scorecards, 30-25, 30-25, and 30-24.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beating.
I mean, he took so much damage in the second round, they should have stopped that fight, but they didn't.
I know. I was okay with a personal stoppage, a ref stoppage, a corner stoppage after round one.
Are you okay with the Jesus stoppage?
Maybe. Jesus will come down himself.
Stop this.
Whoa.
Easy now.
We got to stop this.
Yes.
For the love of humanity.
Yeah, exactly. But Khabib, Nurmagomedov or Nurmagomedov?
Yeah, I fucking...
Everybody says it different.
8,000 different ways to say it. DC. Mm-hmm. Daniel Cormier. Good. Thank you for putting that under his name on the broadcast. Hey, this is Daniel Cormier, a DC.
Oh, okay. These nuts. No. I mean,
Cruz.
Dominic Cruz.
He can eat a bag of dicks. I'm sorry. I don't like that guy. I think he's the worst.
Interesting about a bag of dicks I discovered this week. You can buy a bag of dicks and send them randomly.
You looked at that before.
Yes. I think we should do that. They've upgraded. There's more options.
Bigger, blacker, badder.
Yeah. We should pick some people and send bags of dicks to people.
Like that guy right there. They're coming to you. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah.
Figuratively.
Dicks. Who'd you send a bag of dicks to?
My mom.
That's horrible. But I like
you telling me she couldn't use them?
I don't know.
I bet she's got a toilet to clog.
They're gummy dicks, Matt. You eat them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If it's not that 15 pounder, no, I don't want it.
No, it's not
what
that.
What the fuck was that?
19 worm thing.
What the fuck? How much you gonna get cancer from eating that much sugar in one setting?
No, that's awesome. Though I think that's great.
A bag of dicks or a 15-pound gummy bear?
Both.
Okay.
Together at the same time.
Right.
A bag of 15-pound gummy bear dicks.
That's what it's all about. Is there anything else in life?
I don't know. I think the max shipping weight is 80 pounds with UPS, so you got to, can you get 4 or 5 in there? And you're good. But back, I don't know how we got in that subject. But
so, main event. Cyborg and Holly Holm. Let's talk about the ring entrance and how amped up Holly Holm was, right?
She was crazy amped up.
Did she look like she was going to cry and then...
jumping around.
Was it the music then? Or the nerves?
Yes.
Fighting for the title?
All of those things.
Fighting Chris Cyborg?
I think she was nervous. It was the music. She was excited. And then she was pacing around like a rabid dog.
Yeah, I think she's going to gas herself out before the fight starts.
Yeah.
Slow it down, lady. We got 5 rounds.
That's right.
And then you contrast that to the Cyborg, who's wearing her headphones, listening to some fucking crazy music. Hello! Whatever bullshit. It's
she has
frightening.
A beautiful voice, Matt.
Yeah.
Sings like
Hello.
An
angel. Like, whoa. Sexy.
Is she going to sing for you, Matt?
Sexy.
Maybe she can serenade you.
That's fine. Serenade.
What song do you want her to sing to you?
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
I don't know what that is.
A glurp, glurp.
That's what they say when I go to Jewel shopping when it's Thanksgiving.
They say gobble,
gobble. On the fucking mic. Nonstop.
What Jewel do you... My Jewel does not do that.
That's what I want to hear Chris Cyborg saying.
Gobble, gobble. Yeah. Or like gurgle, gurgle.
No, gobble, gobble.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Moving right along.
I thought Holly Holm did an okay job.
Well, let me just stop you. What was your scorecard?
I had it the...
You gave the
first two rounds to Holm and the last three to Cyborg.
I was joking. Ingo just said he got his ingos fixed. His eyeglasses fixed, so his eyes are all fucked up. So what fight are you watching? Because I thought it was a clear 5-0 for Cyborg.
I thought the first two rounds Holly was more aggressive and did more to push the pace of the fight. Now, I think her face didn't show that necessarily.
No.
Because Cyborg's landed some big shots, but... To me, looking at it, I thought she'd won those two rounds. And then when they showed the stats, I was a little bit surprised.
Well, I think it's the, you can be aggressive, but you need to land. And I think when landing, Cyborg was landing a lot harder than...
Well, she now?
Yeah. You better believe it, man. You saw it, well, at the end of every round, right?
Yeah.
You see the left eye of Holly Holmes closing up, and luckily the corner is using Ganswell, which they need to
Nice job, corner.
So they kept it open for the whole fight, but Cyborg kept catching Holly coming in with the right hand, and Holly was doing good with the clinch work, but she wasn't doing anything with the clinch work.
Yeah.
She would just get Cyborg up against the cage, and then we're stalemating. What are we doing? Do something with that. Go for the takedown.
Yeah.
Or throw an elbow, but she's just kind of, I don't know if she's stalling the fight out, but. It was, to me, a dominant win for Cyborg. Again.
Yeah. Once she got going.
She didn't get crazy aggressive.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now the question is, too, who the fuck does she fight next? And what does Holly Holm do? Everyone keeps talking on a stupid broadcast about, oh, my God, she's a 135-pounder moving up. Credit to her. She fucking cut to 145. You can't call her a 135-pound fighter if she's cutting to make 145.
She looked big, Holm did.
Yeah.
I thought she looked more cut and ripped than, you know, ever that I remember. So
there was no strength advantage, was there?
I thought they were even very evenly matched.
In the grappling,
yes.
I'll say that. Striking-wise, I think there was a difference. But.
There was. I don't know, because Holly's in that no man's land territory. It's like that, I'm trying to think of a fighter who she reminds me of. Is it like Rich Franklin after he lost his belt? Just never quite.
You're stuck.
Found a home. He's just kind of wandering around between weight classes.
Well, I was going to say Uriah Faber, but he never won a belt. But he fucking fought for the belt a million times. Holly actually won a belt, so you can't put her in that class. Mm-hmm. You know, you could. Carlos Condit won an interim belt.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy Cerrone never won a belt.
She's not like a Johnny Hendricks, is she?
No, because he just fucking fell off the deep end.
Okay.
She's still competitive.
Yes.
It's not like she's getting blown out. She's also fighting in high end. Chicks.
Is she a DC?
What's that?
Daniel Cormier.
Second best?
Yeah, second best always. Mm. Second best because the best is too good.
Well, right now, she's not going to, well, not going to say she'll never beat Cyborg, but she's not going to want to fight her again.
No, not for, well, she needs some 6 months to recover from this one.
Yeah. And she's still smiling and happy, but taking a lot of hard shots that fight. So I don't know what she does next. I don't think moving back to 35 is the best move for her, but what's her career at 45? We got to kind of build this weight class out and see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no clue either.
And same for Cyborg. I don't know what we're doing. Do you do Kat Zingano? I mean,
Kat would take that fight.
Can you pull Ronda Rousey out of retirement?
Ooh, I don't want to see that. I do. That'd be a murder. You're so sadistic.
Well,
you just want to see her get a piece of her own medicine.
Where's that Angela Magana? Bring her. Cyborg will put a beat down. 10 seconds.
Okay.
Pay-per-view buy rate for UFC 219. What do you think?
425.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Well, Cyborg is a draw, so I feel like we have end-of-year fatigue here, right after Christmas and right before New Year's. So I'm going to go with 350.
Ooh.
350, which still is not bad for a card of this caliber.
Sure. I think we're right there.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if it's over 500.
Yeah, I don't see that. Because the next card, I mean, it's really just Ngannou and Miocic and... Then you have, who's that guy, Jail Time, fighting DC? Ozdemir.
Okay. DC's on that card, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Exactly. But then you look at the rest, and I don't even know if the No Time is going to fight, because he's got that felony charge. And
right.
Surprised that the UFC's code of conduct hasn't pulled him out of that fight.
But correct.
Apparently, light heavyweight's so thin, Fight on, they say.
Yep.
Fight on. Got anything else for UFC 219?
No, I was going to get right to some news.
All right, go ahead.
I think there's some interesting thing happening over from the Bellator front.
Yeah.
Color commentator Jimmy Smith has officially been, you know, let go. He's parted ways.
That's weird because there's a guy who's pretty much been there from the beginning mm-hmm. and was enthusiastic, and a lot of people call him the poor man Rogan. I think he's a little bit better than that. Mm-hmm. And I would not be surprised if he ends up in the UFC. I mean, you know, Rogan's halfway out the door. You might as well have someone that has enthusiasm. Looks at Dominic Cruz, squinty eye. Mm-hmm. So I would pick him up. But it's just a curious turn of why now? What's the reasoning behind it? We're not getting that out of the Bellator or Jimmy himself.
I have a theory.
Go ahead.
I think him and Rogan are friends. And I think perhaps Joe is doing him a solid and maybe gave him a heads up and was like, hey, you might want to get out of that
contract. Don't resign for a long.
You might want to get out of that contract sooner than later. Just saying, you know, I feel like from everything I see Joe's up to outside of the UFC.
Yeah.
I don't see how he keeps up this whole schedule with them. And he seems to be less and less on the broadcast. He disappeared off the broadcast for
I think that's because you say acquiesce to the fighter every time. So if there's a Dominic Cruz, he'll let him be the voice of reason, and while he'll step back from the broadcast, which it's terrible because I think Joe knows more than some of these fighters sometimes. Yes, true. Cruz is super analytical and he understands the game, but fucking Rogan's been calling over 1,000 fights. You telling me he doesn't know just as much, if not more, than Dominic Cruz?
Why would a guy do that who's really good at his job? There's only one reason he'd do that. Set everybody up for him leaving. That's my thought on it. I don't know. Why else would the best of the best play second fiddle to somebody who isn't the best? Why would he do it?
He's always done that when a fighter's come on.
Yeah, I feel like he's doing it more. I feel like there's something going on, Matt.
What's
something
that?
Is going on.
Is he turning gay?
No, I think he's going to retire from MMA. I think.
Well, he's only doing, a handful of numbered pay-per-views. I think only numbered pay-per-views, and only if they're in North America.
Oh, he's...
He doesn't fly overseas anymore.
Okay.
So maybe 8.
Pretty soon he's not going to leave the state of California.
I'm only doing California and Vegas. That's it. None of this New York shit. 5-hour flights? Fuck that.
Yeah. We'll see. But anyways, we'll see what happens. I wonder who they're going to replace him with. I didn't see that in this article.
Maybe
it's
the guy,
the Fedor. The Fedor Emelianenko.
Yes.
What else? You have something? You want me to keep going?
Oh, go ahead. Run through them.
All right. The California State Athletic Commission has recommended 4 UFC fighters to move up a weight class based on fight day weigh-ins discrepancies. They want to do a 10% max. And here's 4
to
guys.
Rehydrate, yeah.
Yes. Here are 4 guys. Yuri Alcantara weighed in at 154.6 pounds, and he fights at 135. Marlon Moraes weighed in at 155 pounds. He fights at 135. And then David Ramos, with the highest, fights at 155, but weighed in at 179 on fight. That's crazy.
So these are like 14, 14, and 15%.
That's crazy. Dude. That's crazy. That's like 25 freaking pounds this guy put on in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That's insanity. I mean, to think about a guy cutting that much weight before a fight, it can't be healthy.
It's like Chris Cyborg. So that would be interesting. If Chris Cyborg fought in California mm-hmm. and under these guidelines, because I think she rehydrates back to 170, what would they do? Because there's no lightweight for women. There's no 155. There's no 170 for women.
Yeah.
But you gonna tell her she can't fight?
I don't know.
Let's test it out. Make her fight in California.
Maybe that's why she doesn't fight there.
But I think it's a good thing.
I agree. I think it's a positive step.
The question is it going to stick? Because what they're doing is it's a recommendation, and they can only take care of what happens in California. How often is the UFC fighting in California?
Not often.
You know, once, maybe twice a year.
Right, and it would be easy for them to move those guys to other cards,
right?
Whatever. So, I think it sets a good, baseline for what we could be looking at in the future. But it would probably take a while for things to stick. It would happen quicker if, say, the fighters union, wherever they or those guys disappeared to, the couple multiples, were to adopt some of this and agree to it, it's in the best interest of the fighters for this kind of stuff to happen, but we'll see. I still say we'll be talking about this in 2019 with the same, we'll have the same problem.
I think if someone dies, we'll be talking about it sooner. And again, it's unfortunate, but
yeah,
I feel like that's what it's going to take. Mm-hmm. What else is going on?
Well, I have the last news.
Yeah, go
Gabby
ahead.
Garcia and your...
Hot as fuck. What?
Your cyborg.
Yes.
Doing the Dancing with the Stars, practicing. Look at this. This is Gabby Garcia. Tell me this is not scary to you. Because does this look sexy in any way? I'm not sure what I'm looking at. It's like...
I'm just trying to imagine her if she was like 120.
It would be hot.
This is like a defensive lineman...
Dancing.
Or a linebacker with long hair.
Purple.
Put anyone in place.
With makeup on. And she's...
Well, she's dancing like a football player.
Well, because she looks like and is a man, and probably. So how could she dance like a woman?
Yeah, I'm not into this.
No. So apparently she might do Dancing with the Stars, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. Cyborg is...
We're not going to allow that.
Cyborg wants to do it, so we'll see.
Well, you brought up Gabby Garcia.
Don't miss this part.
She's not dancing sexy either.
Aren't they doing some kind of dance here? Some kind of little...
This must be big in Brazil.
Latin dancing thing. It's a pretty sexy little Latin dance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, this is what I'm saying. You put Cyborg next to Gabby Garcia, I'm like, damn, that woman's hot. But you put Cyborg next to like a normal woman, you go, wow, she's pretty ripped. I think it's perspective. Maybe
It's called 100 pounds.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I guess.
Well, I was going to say, we were talking about Gabby Garcia, and she just missed weight. She was fighting, I think she was supposed to fight in Ryzen, and she missed weight by 27 pounds.
27 pounds.
She almost died during weight cut, apparently.
I saw the pictures of the bloody
rumor,
nose.
You know.
Whatever.
Everyone cries. Like, first off, what's the weight class that she had to cut to? She's... I thought she was 230 something. Was she going to fight at 210 and outweigh the other person by 40 pounds? 40 pounds is acceptable, but 70 is not acceptable.
Too much, Matt. That's too much.
And then the woman she was supposed to fight is a 53-year-old. And then they didn't end up canceling it till the fight of the night of the fight, which is curious. Like, let's lure everybody in that she's still going to fight and then tell everybody she's not going to that day when everybody's there expecting a fight. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of bullshit. But, you know, if we're in Japan, why can't we have that freak show fight of whatever weight versus whatever weight? Since they seem to be doing it on the age and they'll go, fuck, if you got a 53. I don't know how old Gabby is. I'm assuming young 30s. But... Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I don't know.
I don't even know what to say about that. I think I would like to see more David versus Goliath, or I don't know what the women's version of that
David
is.
Versus Madonna.
That's still David versus grandma.
Or Goliath versus Madonna.
David versus soccer grandma.
I don't know.
But actually, it would be the other way around, because Goliath would be...
Gabby Garcia.
Yeah. But you get the gist of what we're saying.
I understand. I'm with you.
What else? Rory McDonald just got a sponsorship for Bellator. He's been wanting to get paid in cryptocurrency for his Bellator fights. And he finally picked up a sponsor, Dash, the cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Apparently going to pay him over 350 of the Dash coins. And that, I think at the time of this, is about $350,000.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And from what I was reading, it sounded like it was just fight week in the fight, and he's going to wear all the gear in the cage, and I thought sponsorship was dead, Angle.
No.
If he's going to make, let's just call it for one fight, and if it's for multiple, okay, but 350? Now contrast that to fucking Benson Henderson. I'm going to just put the MMA lab on my shorts. Because I can't find a sponsor. So what the fuck? This guy's getting 350 and you can't fucking get a sponsor.
Can we get sponsored by Dash?
I'm down with that. Any cryptocurrency.
It's right here.
We're in the game.
Yes, we are. It's interesting. I feel like it might be one of those pump and dump things. It's a scam. Don't buy Dash, okay? Unless they sponsor us, then you should buy a lot of it.
Tons. Just they're over up. Like $1,000 a piece right now.
I didn't
now
know that one was that much.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of these cryptocurrencies, I guess one of the things you need to look at, too, is how much is in circulation. Because mm-hmm. some of them you can mine, and some of them we can't mine. And then you look at some of them, there's a billion of them. Some of them, there's a trillion. And then some of them, there's only a couple million or whatever. So
exactly.
Exactly. So they're worth about 10 zillion each, but there's only 12.
Yeah.
Okay. The market cap's $10 trillion. Uh-huh. So it's good to see that, you know, someone outside of the UFC is finally getting back to making some of that sponsorship money that they used to make. It's not all dead, as they would say.
Rock is not dead, Matt.
No. Dana White was saying, we're talking to Floyd about doing a UFC deal. Oh. And then Floyd's camp came out and said, no, we're not doing a deal or whatever. Is there any truth behind this?
There's truth.
I thought the rumor was $1 billion.
Yeah, so he wants $1 billion. Pay the man his money. Let's get it done.
But or if he gets shellacked in his first fight, which will happen, mm-hmm. are people going to want to see him fight the second and third time? I don't feel like it's a one-off, no?
It's a one-off. Question is, who does he fight? The Conor McGregor!
That's the only one that makes some sense. If you're going to go out on a shield, might as well do it on the one that owes you one.
Yeah.
And maybe Conor will be a little nice and let you in the game for a little bit, like he did him.
You don't have as much takedown risk with Conor. Just might just be a striking match. So it could be a boxing match with gloves that are smaller.
Be okay with that. Mm-hmm. What else is Dana White saying? He said, I don't think GSP wants to fight, but if he does come back, he ain't fighting Conor McGregor.
Good for him. You would tell him, Uncle Dana.
Why is he so mean against GSP?
Because he's pissed off. Because I think they feel like GSP played them. Maybe he did.
But isn't Dana White mad at everybody except Conor McGregor and or Ronda Rousey and or Brock Lesnar? You have to be one of those three.
Yep.
Where he doesn't disparage you.
If you make them money and you're still fighting, they love you. If you don't, you're fucking dead.
It's weird, that's man. It.
He's very black and white. I think he's got some kind of issue.
I think it's called CTE.
Maybe. Or borderline personality disorder. One of the two.
One of those. Steven Thompson, he says, Rafael Dos Anjos needs to fight me for the number one contender spot. What do you think about that? We were just talking about this fight. He just dismantled Robbie Lawler. We're talking about those low leg kicks. Uh-huh. I couldn't remember.
I like that one. If it's the Dos Anjos that's been the last couple fights, I'm good with that.
Well, I'm just, don't you think it's curious? Because isn't Rafael Dos Anjos, did he not earn a title shot with that fight over Robbie Lawler? That's where I'm confused. If Stephen Thompson thinks he's ever getting a fucking title shot again, he should just kill himself. Because I don't ever want to see that guy fight for a title again, especially not against Tyron Woodley.
And he says that Dana White, you loved Stephen Thompson for a while. And
I did.
One bad fight, he's like, fuck
I turn
that
on
guy.
You. I turn on
he's
you
dead
so
to me.
Fast.
I will piss on him if he's on fire.
I have no
maybe
patience.
I wouldn't do it.
No patience for these motherfuckers.
Yes, I understand. He upset you.
That's one.
That just like... That is
my motherfucker.
That's two. Damn it.
Those don't count if I say it.
No,
I just said.
I think it counts.
Okay.
Is there a drinking game involved with the?
Maybe.
The
you get a drink every time Matt says the magic word.
The magic word is
motherfucker.
Thank you.
Three. You're all drunk.
Anyway,
it's all good.
It's after post UFC.
So that's the point, right? Is Stephen Thompson ever going to get another title shot if Tyron Woodley's holding the belt?
No, but I don't think Woodley will hold it for long.
Well, didn't he just have surgery? I thought he had shoulder surgery.
Yes, next fight he'll lose the belt.
Okay, fair enough.
Whoever that is, I think.
What else we got going? Rampage Jackson is getting ready to fight Chael Sonnen. Ooh. He was posting on Instagram, one of his sparring partners, David Luazzo.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Yeah. It's like, wow, I didn't know that guy was still around.
Oh, my gosh.
Rich Franklin stole his soul, no?
Yeah. I think Rampage. I love Rampage. We met him when he was here in Chicago. Yeah, he's like a nice person, cool. Super cool dude. But I don't think he trains very hard.
At this stage in his career,
I don't
think he has to. Remember if you're a heavyweight, he's so happy right now.
Yeah, and they showed him doing like running or whatever on one of those shows. And I run regularly. I'm like, that is not fucking running. That's like jogging briskly. It's questionable if it's even jogging. And talking about like all this crap he was doing. I forgot who he was fighting on that fight.
Yeah, that was one of those early. Yeah, I don't know if it was Machida around that time, but that was real early. Rampage, like just getting in the UFC.
Yep, he wasn't running. It was and then he admitted he doesn't like running, but still,
he's out there perpetrating like he's running.
Yeah, pretending he runs fast. Like, you know, that's not running fast. I don't know. At heavyweight, like you said, he can do what he wants. I worry about him because he's gonna end up ballooning up, you know, and not being himself. So, we'll see.
Well, and I think that's a terrible matchup, right? The Chael Sonnen. Chael is not gonna stand with him. I thought they had a bet. I forget what the bet was. If you land a takedown on me, I'll give you $100 or something. Or every punch you land, you give me $100. Some weird bet. Chael is gonna take him down at will. Chael's not gonna stand with him.
No,
that makes no sense.
No, none.
And Chael is juiced to tens. We saw those.
He's huge.
Face-off posts of both of them together.
Like Chael. Shit, man.
His forearms are Popeye size.
Oh yeah.
And his head, water buffalo, Tito Ortiz size.
He looks young again.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Uh-huh. These guys should have a little extra something, something.
Sure.
The UFC gives a small increase in the minimum Reebok pay and adds mandatory promotional duties for the fighters.
Oh, they give it and they take it away.
Well, I think they just did it on the low tier. I forget what it was. I want to say the entry level was $2,500 and they may have moved it up to $3,500 if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Nothing else changed. If I can recollect.
Recollect.
Wrong.
I like that word. Is that a word? Recollect.
I keep making it up. I'm going with it.
Okay.
But. Union, UFC, Reebok, uniform, promotional shit. When do the fighters step up? Do we even care at this point?
No, we don't care.
I don't think I care anymore. You guys are going to let yourselves be abused, then I say abuse them.
At some point, you got to be willing to help yourself. I'm all behind you if you want to start a union and get rah-rah about it. I'm there. But I'm not going to, you know, front the cause here. They don't care. They don't seem to care. All they want to do is complain. You never complain about what you allow. This friend told me this. Very good friend that's very smart in life. Old guy. Never complain about what you allow. Think about it.
Mm, think about it.
Right?
That's right.
I don't know.
You bitches.
Pussies. No, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, just keep throwing the fighters in the bus. You guys suck cocks.
We're going to get killed. It's going to happen.
It's all
I'm
going to
be at the airport. I'm going to run into somebody and be like, hey. Fuck you. And you're going to see me on the news. I'm going to be shoved in a garbage can.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It'll all work out, I'm sure.
No, I don't mean that. But I'm just saying, I agree with what you're saying, that, you know, if they can't help themselves, what are we going to do?
I know. And how many years has it been now? We're going on, what?
5, 6, 10?
A lifetime of abuse. Yeah. So at this point, just take it. Take it some more. Mm-hmm. Last thing I have, the UFC is finally talking about UFC Hawaii.
Ooh, nice.
That's an option now, where Aloha. Dana White was never going to allow
go?
That.
Can we go if they go?
Let's I think
go.
So.
We go.
I think so.
We should totally go.
We should just go and then not even go, but just go.
Even better.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right.
I know what you're saying.
Great.
Totally know what you're saying. I'm with you.
All right. Moving right along. Ask the nuts. Breakneck speeds. What would go in an MMA Hall of Fame museum?
In an MMA Hall of Fame museum?
I was thinking more of just UFC in general.
I gotta go with... Ariane's fake breasts. What do you think?
Okay.
Are you with that?
I'm with that.
They are fake, right? Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
99% of those girls
are all fake.
Or Brittany are fake.
Very much fake.
I'd put Mike Goldberg in said thing with all his awesome phrases. He's
Tito Ortiz's cracked skull.
Yeah. Dennis Hallman's Speedo, training mask one.
They need to make a wax sculpture of him and wearing that thing. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
His balls were hanging out. It was great.
It did. His balls literally came out during the fight. It was great. Classic.
Yeah.
Old school. I'd like Chemo when he came out to the octagon with his 6-foot cross that he bared. He bore.
Bore.
He wore. How's that?
Same. Bore, war. Similar.
I don't think you can do that these days, but hey, man, that guy did that shit.
Yes, he did.
Michael Bisping spit from when he spit at Jorge Rivera's corner.
Okay. The tooth that was knocked out in UFC, was it one or two?
Yeah,
one.
Gerard Gordeau or something.
Yes.
A sumo wrestler? I can't remember his
name. The glove. The single glove. The buck. Remember the
Art Jimerson.
Art Jimerson's glove. Hoist Gracie's gi, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Rich Franklin's black eye.
Yeah.
Perpetual black eye.
I missed busted nose.
Fuck yeah.
I think it was
pre-post. I'd like a cast of each one from, this is what it looked like before I fought Anderson Silva. Yeah. This is what it looked like after. And then it gets fixed for the third time or the second time when he gets fucked up.
Yep.
Whatever nonsense that Joe Rogan spews out every fucking one of these events. This is this heavyweight fight coming up between Nagano and Miocic, it's the greatest UFC fight ever. There's nothing been better. Oh, Jesus Christ. How about any Brock Lesnar fight that we talked about?
Yep.
You're telling me Brock Lesnar? We were just talking. Brock Lesnar and Shane Carwin. We thought the cage wouldn't even hold these guys.
No.
They're cutting down to 265. What the fuck's going to happen? We've never had two guys that big in there.
Yeah.
Ever.
Brings me back.
Some
July
epic
3rd.
Shit of a long time ago.
09 or something.
No, it was a real long time. It's 116, so fuck, man.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
There's more, obviously, but those are the things that come to mind.
Yeah, it was anything Brock Lesnar involved was the greatest thing ever.
Exactly.
Brandon Mason asks, which UFC champions do you think will lose their belt by the end of 2018?
Tyron Woodley.
Miocic. I think he loses it by the end of 2017.
Ooh.
That's just me.
How's he going to do that?
Fight Ngannou at UFC 220 and lose.
I got you. Okay.
But that's not going to happen in 17.
No.
There's only a day left.
I'm thinking wait a second.
I'm thinking it's December. I'm thinking we're at the end of November.
I'm thinking, when is that? Am I messed up? Is that
funny? You go. It's your glasses, man. Your glasses are fucking you up.
Are they?
I'm time traveling.
I'm like, wait a second. Isn't that happening in January?
Yeah, you're right.
And then I'm thinking, like, now he took the alpha brain. He knows things I don't know.
I've seen in the future,
girl. I have to go with your situation,
future.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
That 125 lady that won, she's losing.
Okay.
Rose Namajunas, she's losing.
Nah, I think she keeps it. Really? That's about it. So they're all going to lose their belts?
Maybe. Nah. Woodley losing. McGregor losing. Because they're going to strip him.
Probably.
He's not fighting again. Pretty much everybody.
Okay.
It's not like the old days where everyone that was champion forever. Daniel Cormier losing. He's going to lose.
It's not his belt anyways.
That's true. He's a belt holder, not a belt champion or whatever you want to call him. A Ring Machado, close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule. # Matt Rape Train. # Ingo Sugar Daddy. # Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
That's right. Who would win in a fight, Game of Thrones edition? The Mountain or the Hound?
Ooh.
Say the Hound, he's more agile.
Seems like, right?
The Mountain's too fucking big.
It's gigantic.
You saw Conor McGregor versus the Mountain. They were just fucking around hitting each other in the body.
Yeah, but he did kill that one dude.
I fucked him.
Yeah. As long as...
But is this hand-to-hand?
Oh, no, it didn't say.
Because if a sword's involved, you're fucked.
Yes, you are.
I'll agree with you. If it's hand-to-hand, it's the Mountain. If there's weaponry involved, the Hound.
The Hound, okay.
Would you rather hear dirty talk in an accent you hate while having sex, or have sex in complete silence? I mean, is there any other way besides complete silence? I like pretending I'm fucking a nun and she can't talk.
What?
Just kidding. I don't know. Who would fucking silence?
That would be
the worst
that
fuck
might be
ever.
The funniest thing you've ever said. That's great. Okay, I'm gonna put that back here for some other time when I need to use it. That's good. I like that. Okay, no, definitely not the silence.
No, you want to know you're doing something good, right? It's a feedback
spur. We need feedback. Yes.
Instant feedback. Okay, I just stuck something somewhere. Is that good or bad?
Yeah.
That's bad? I shouldn't do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going at it too hard and something slips out of one hole and slams into another hole. Is that good or is that bad? I think
like,
I broke my dick.
But it can also be like, ow, but don't stop.
Right.
Like that, you know?
Yeah.
You never know. So
one person shoots into a closet, the other person, like that's happened, and people explode, and one flies that way, one flies this way. You think you broke your dick.
Oh my God.
We're done. That's and so then funny. You have blue balls for 3 days.
Oh, dude.
And everybody loses in that situation. Okay. Everybody loses.
None is so great. Seriously. I'm gonna have to try that.
Would you rather be a woman with a penis or a man with a vagina?
That's easy. I'd rather be a man with a vagina. I would never leave the house.
Yeah.
I'd be home all day.
Gotta see what that's all about.
Absolutely.
I own this thing? Go do some work.
That's right.
Do that. Do they make, what are those things you break up the cement with?
Jackhammer.
Yeah, jackhammer. Can I get one of those with the attachments? Oh, fucking.
You're on a roll. It's the Alpha Brain.
It is a vampire. But I'm just saying, because they make a home version. No, actually, I want the gas powered.
They do make that.
Oh, I'd rig up some side of.
They have all kinds of crazy machines you can buy now.
Contraptionary with chains and.
Like these crazy things that have all these levers, levers, and things.
Robots fisting people. Crazy. It's all good. Fuck, Mary Kill, the UFC Fighter's Wife's edition.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm going to try to unplug here. Tread lightly.
You're all good.
I'm not touching anyone.
It'll all work out. So you have AJ Lee, who's CM Punk's wife. I'm going to have to go back and forth on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then we have Megan O'Leary, who's Joseph Benavidez's wife.
She's married to Benavidez.
Yeah, they're both real tiny, though.
I did not know that. She's a small girl. But
yeah, she's like 4 foot.
That's more my style.
But and then you have Sable, who's married to Brock Lesnar.
No, I'm going to kill her. That's not anywhere in the range of what I would ever. No.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know what? That is a nice smile. I'm going to have to marry Megan O'Leary. I got to say. AJ Lee, have a fucker. That sounds good.
Okay. I think I'd strike it and reverse that. So I'll agree. I'll kill Sable. I'll fuck O'Leary. And then I'll marry this. AJ Lee.
She's like some sort of a Korean. No.
Oh, I'm not in that then. I'd like
Asian.
To think of her straight
up. She's Asian of some sort, or she's American Indian. It's hard to.
Well, if she's Asian, I'm out, and then she's dead.
She might be American Indian. It's hard to.
Okay, tell. Then I'm in.
But with a name like Lee.
Well, then I'm out.
She's probably Asian.
I'm not racist, but I just don't like Asian ladies.
He's on a roll. You're on
fire. I'm just saying. It's just being honest.
It sounds racist.
Is that racist?
I don't know. Maybe. You have your right to choose. It's
America. That's not in my sexual wheelhouse. I'm not saying as a people. I'm just saying as a sex lady partner.
Sex lady partner. What if she was a nun?
And make her very silent.
That would be great.
Blindfold and gagged.
Asian women are very... squeaky like those little toys.
I'm just saying it does nothing. Like that flavor does nothing for me.
Okay.
That's all. Chocolate. That's a different story.
Sexual chocolate?
This damn right. Is there any other?
I don't know.
Moving right along. Knowledge. You got knowledge? You're telling me about
I've been really trying to take some mental downtime now that I'm in a break from school. So I've been watching a little TV. But not like mindless shit. I've been finding cool documentaries, and I've seen a few. There's the one about the Foo Fighters that just, I guess, is back on Netflix, and I never saw it originally. It came out a few years ago. Really good. I like that one. And then I saw one on Keith Richards, which I liked a lot too.
Keith Richards? Yeah, is he still alive?
He's still alive. And he's married to a super hot young woman.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, wow, how did this. Oh, because he's a rock star.
Is that a money play?
No, I think they're genuinely in love, Matt.
Who are? Aren't they all?
Did I mention she's a nun?
Yeah. That's perfect.
She's not a nun. No, but it was really cool because the one thing I learned from that documentary is I never knew this, but the Stones were big blues fans, like old school, like Muddy Waters, Chuck Berry and shit. And their whole purpose for forming a band was to try to bring the blues to the masses. So they sped everything up and tried to do a bunch of songs like that. And that's how the Stones kind of started. It's interesting to me that, you know, that's kind of where things led.
Is it where they see a red door and they want to paint it black?
That's not they wrote that song, but they did other songs that were covered. I don't know. Anyways, if you're into music, Netflix has a shitload of cool documentaries out. It seems like now there's a whole genre. I don't know. They just added a ton. So you can go crazy. But that's my knowledge.
Those are good if you like to smoke weed, get high, and watch those musical documentaries.
Right. Except weed is illegal in Illinois, the state we live in.
So, yeah, I got another story about that.
Oh, good.
That's for off camera.
You have some illegal substances that we...
No, can... never. I don't know what anything is about that.
Let's wrap the show.
Silence!
Let's wrap up the show quickly, please.
All right. That's for this edition, right?
You have any knowledge?
No.
Okay. All right. It is late. Sit down. Thank you all. Have a happy new year.
Merry Christmas, late. All that stuff.
Merry Festivus.
That's right. Thanks for playing.